要读一几段圣经。
We're going to read several passages in the Bible.
我们第一处要读的就是，我们要读的在以弗所书第一章。
The first scripture that we're going to read will be Ephesians 1:4.
我们要读以弗所书第一章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4.
就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵。
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
我们要注意这地方有拣选两个字，拣选这个字。
We need to pay attention here to the word chose.
我们在读罗马书第九章。
Let us read Romans chapter
9. 读第十一节。
Verse 11.
这是讲到利伯家，要生两个孩子。
Speaks of how Rebecca will give birth to two children.
一个是以扫，一个是雅各。
One is Esau, the other is Jacob.
第十一节说。
In verse 11 it says,
双子还没有生下来，善恶还没有做出来，只因要显明神拣选人的旨意，不在乎人的行为，乃在乎招人的主。
For the children not yet being born, nor having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works but of him who calls.
第十四节。
In verse
14, 他说这样我们可说什么呢？难道神有什么不公平吗？断乎没有，因他对摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，要恩待谁就恩待谁。
In verse 14 it says, What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I have compassion.
我们再翻到后面彼得前书第二章第九节。
Let's take a look at 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
这里说，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
It says, But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood,A holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
这是彼得对新约的圣徒所说的。
This is what Peter says to the New Testament believers.
你们是被拣选的族类。
He says that you are a chosen generation.
所以这个三个地方都提到神的拣选。
In these three areas, it speaks of God's election.
所以今天我们要交通的题目就是神的拣选。
And so our topic today is God's election.
因为前段时间跟一些弟兄姊妹在读罗马书。
And let us read Romans.
跟弟兄姊妹读罗马书的时候呢，就在第九章呢，就读到神的拣选以色列人。
And in Romans, it tells us of God's election of the Israelites.
后来又提到以色列人被神弃绝。
And later it speaks of how God is rejected the Israelites.
到最后，神又恢复以色列人。
And finally, God has revived the Israelites.
所以我就在思想神拣选这个内容。
So we want to think upon this matter of God's election.
我觉得这里面有一些是我们应该基督徒来明白的。
I believe that there are some matters here that we Christians should understand.
基督徒最重要的事情就是能够明白神的爱。
The most important thing about a Christian is that he or she can understand God's love.
我们能不能怎么知道神爱我们呢
？How do we know that God loves us？
以弗所书第一章就提到。
In Ephesians chapter 1 it tells us。
神在创世以前就在基督里拣选了我们。
That before the foundation of the world, God through Christ has chosen us。
神在我们还没有存在以前，神已经爱我们，已经拣选了我们了。
That before we have existed, God had already loved us and chosen us。
这里面我们就看到。神实在是爱我们。
So here we see that God truly loves us.
关于神的拣选，在历史上 神学上有很多的争论。
With regards to God's elections, those who study the Bible, there is a lot of controversy.
但是这个个人都有个人的理由。
There are different reasons for different people.
都讲得很好。
And they speak very well.
但是我们今天思想的题目不是来辩论。
But here we are not debating on the matter.
我们只是愿意按照神的话来思想这拣选这方面的内容。
We want to think upon this matter of God's election through His Word.
我们先看一看这个拣选是什么意思。
We want to understand what it means about God's election.
在圣经中讲到拣选的话，总是跟神有关系。
So in the New Testament, when it speaks of election, it has to do with God.
就是神的拣选。
It is God's election.
神拣选人。
God elects people.
这个跟这个政治上的选举就不一样。
And so this has,
is not the same as a political election.
It's not the same as a political election.
不是我们几个人来选一下总统。
It's not a few of us gathered together to get a president.
或者我们来选 MP.
Or if we are voting for a member of parliament.
那个是从人开始。
This is begun by men.
但是圣经的拣选呢，是从神开始的。
But in the Bible, the election is.Starts from God.
就是神从很多人的中间拣选一部分人来享受他的爱。
That through many people, God chooses a few to experience His love.
来拣选一些人来成就他的旨意。
To pick a few people who would actually carry out His will.
所以讲到拣选的话呢，就是有一部分人是被拣选，一部分人没有被拣选。
So when we speak on election, there is a part of the people that are chosen and some that aren't.
所以他拣选呢是一部分人，不是全部。
So he chooses a part of the people, but not the entire people.
那么这个保罗也知道这样的问题呢，有一些人会觉得那神不太公平嘛。
And so some people may think that God is not very fair.
那为什么他拣选他不拣选我呢？
Why would he choose one and not the other?
但是我们要想到这是神的拣选。
But we must know that this is God's election.
因为神没有说一定要怜悯所有的人。
Because God never said that He would have mercy on everyone.
他可以怜悯一部分人。
He could have mercy on a part of the people.
所以神这个摩西说，神怜悯谁就恩怜悯谁，恩待谁就恩待谁。
So God had said, "I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy."
那么看到这个拣选呢，是这个神的恩典。
So we see that this election is by God's grace.
不是人有什么好的行为。
It's not because men have any good works.
人有什么功劳。
Or any merit.
所以罗马书第九章就提到。
So in Romans chapter 9 it mentions.
他说要显明神拣选人的恩典。
To manifest the election of God and His grace.
不在乎行为。
And it's not of works.
到罗马书第十一章也还提到。
And when you see in Romans chapter 11,
他说既然是出乎恩典呢，就不在乎行为。
If it is by grace, then it is not of works.
不然恩典就不是恩典了。
If it's not grace, then...
Otherwise, 就是 grace is not grace.
Otherwise, grace is no longer grace.
这是讲到拣选是神的恩典。
So it says that it is...Election is of God's grace.
不是因为这个雅各比以扫好。
It's not because Jacob was better than Esau.
所以神就拣选雅各。
So that God had chosen Jacob.
就不拣选以扫。
And that He had not chosen Esau.
所以这个保罗一直提到拣选是神的恩典。
So Paul mentions that the election of God is by His grace.
所以恩典呢，就是白白的。
So grace is just grace.
就是神这个白白赐给人的。
That God had just freely given it to men.
是出于他的爱。
It is out of His love.
这个就是恩典的性质。
And this is the meaning of grace.
第二方面我们看到这个拣选呢是神的主权。
And we also see that the election of God is right.
所以神呢在圣经提到他是陶人。我们是泥土。
So we see that God is the potter and we are the clay.
这个泥土在神的手，在那个陶匠的手中。
So when a clay is in the potter's hands,
这个陶匠愿意把这块泥做成这样的器皿，把那块泥做成另外器皿，那是完全决定在陶匠的本人，不决定在泥土。
The entire decision whether the clay is made into certain vessels rests upon the potter.
所以这就是神有他的主权。
So God has his right.
他可以这样做，也可以那样做。
He can do this or that.
所以他也不管他所拣选的是怎么样的人。
So it doesn't matter what kind of people he chooses.
其实我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
他不是说这拣选好人。
He's not picking good people.
他也是拣选，他拣选每一个，看起来拣选的人都是罪人。
Those he chooses, when you look at them, they are all sinners.
第三个呢，我们要看到这个神的拣选是在时间以前的。
The third thing is we must know that God's election is before time.
所以他提到在雅各跟以扫还没有生下来。
So it mentions that before Jacob and Esau were born.
神就有拣选了。
That God had already had his choosing.
所以这个就不是说，等到你表现的好了，神才要你；你表现不好，神就不要你。
It's not that if you perform well, then God wants you, and then if you don't perform well, He doesn't want you.
所以有时候人家就会来解释了。
So some people explain this.
为什么神要拣选雅各呢
？And they say, well, why would God choose Jacob?
因为雅各呢，他有属灵的渴慕，他要长子的名分。
Because he had a desire for spiritual things and he had the right, the birthright.
以扫呢，他轻看长子的名分。
And Esau looked lightly upon his birthright.
所以神就拣选了雅各了。
That's why God chose Jacob.
但是圣经不是这样说的。
But it doesn't say so in the Bible.
圣经乃是说，在双子这两个兄弟还没有生下来。
It says that before the two brothers were born.
神就拣选雅各。
God had chosen Jacob.
这个就是在圣经里告诉我们，拣选是在我们时间以前的。
So God tells us that His election is before time.
第四方面。
The fourth aspect.
拣选是个奥秘。
The election is His mystery.
为什么他要拣选你
？Why would He choose you?
为什么他不拣选他
？Why doesn't He choose someone else?
这是奥秘。
This is a mystery.
虽然我们可以说这个是这样是那样。
Even though we can say it's this or that,
但是我们究竟还不是很明白，很明白。
But we truly do not understand.
所以我们对于这个神奥秘的事情，我们怎能够来明白神告诉我们的
？With regards to God's mysteries, how can we understand what He's trying to tell us?
我们不要去想了再多明白神没有告诉我们的。
We do not need to think about too much about what God has not told us.
因为圣经告诉我们，他说明显的事情是属于我们的。
Because the Bible tells us that whatever is revealed belongs to us.
那些隐秘的事情是属于神的。
And those things which are hidden belong to God.
所以有时候说，神为什么他不拣选他呢
？So sometimes when we ask why doesn't God choose him?
你不要去很多的猜想。
Don't think too much upon this.
圣经只是说神拣选了我们。
The Bible just says that God has chosen us.
神没有说神为什么不拣选其他的人。
God had never explained why He did not choose others.
这是个奥秘。
This is a mystery.
所以圣经里头要让我们明白的，圣经就会写出来。
And so the Bible tells us that if God wants us to understand it, then the Bible will tell us.
神觉得你不需要明白的，圣经就不写了。
If God feels that you don't need to understand this, then He has not written in His Word.
有一次，一个青年人跟一个传道人问他很多问题。
One day, a young person asked a minister many questions.
问他这个为什么？问那个为什么
？And asked this minister why this, why that.
问了很多以后。
And after many questions,
这个传道人就对这个年轻人说。
This minister said to the young person.
他说：“年轻人啊。”
He said, "Young person."
是不是可以让神保留一些问题，可以不让你知道呢
？Isn't it okay for God to reserve some questions that you wouldn't know？
实在说，我们人是很有限的。
And in fact, we are people who are very limited.
可能你读了很多的书。
Perhaps you have studied a lot.
可能对于很多科学你都知道。
Perhaps you know a lot about science.
但是我们对神的事情。
But in regards to God's things,
我们还是有很多不知道的。
There are a lot of things that we do not know.
这也是神的好的意思。
This is also in God's goodwill.
他不要你懂得那么多。
He doesn't want you to understand so much.
因为你实在是也不可能懂那么多。
Because you are unable to understand.
所以我们就要满足于神让我们需要明白的事情。
So we need to be content in what God has allowed us to understand.
那我们看到在圣经中间这个拣选的问题。
And so when we look upon this topic of election in the Bible,
最重要的拣选就是父神拣选了他的儿子基督。
The most important election is when the Father chosen His Son.
所以基督是神所拣选的。
So Christ is chosen by God.
在以赛亚书第四十二章第一节就说。
In Isaiah chapter 42 verse 1.
他就讲到耶稣基督的时候。
It speaks of Jesus Christ.
讲到这位弥赛亚的时候。
And it speaks of the Messiah.
他说看哪、啊、我的仆人我所拣选的。
It says, Behold my servant whom I uphold, my elect one in whom my soul delights.
所以耶稣基督就是神所拣选的仆人。
So Jesus Christ is the elect servant of God.
这是神这个最重要的拣选。
This is the most important election of God.
那我们还看到天使有一部分也是神所拣选的。
We also see that a portion of the angels are chosen by God.
在提摩太前书第五章二十一节提到。
In 1 Timothy
第五章
Chapter 5
二十一节
21
保罗在劝勉提摩太的时候
When Paul is encouraging Timothy
他说我在神和基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前嘱咐你
It says I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that you observe these things without prejudice
他说这里讲到天使还有一个蒙拣选的天使
And it says that these angels are elect angels
所以天使中间有一部分也是神所拣选的。
So among the angels, there's a portion of them that are chosen by God.
这就是这部分呢，就不是那些堕落的天使。
And this portion of angels are not those fallen angels.
所以我们看到，圣经里头提到拣选，有神的儿子被神拣选。
And so we see that within the Bible that the Son of God is chosen by Him.
也看到天使也有蒙拣选的。
And we also see that the angels are also elected by God.
那么讲到我们的人呢?
And so what about us people?
在圣经里头比较多的讲到人方面的被拣选。
And so often in the Bible it tells us of how people are chosen.
有三种的情形。
There are three cases.
有一种呢,就是第一种就是在旧约的时候。
The one case is in the Old Testament.
神拣选亚伯拉罕。
God had chosen Abraham.
跟以色列人。
And the Israelites.
你看亚伯拉罕是本来是在加勒底的乌尔。
And we see that Abraham was in Ur of Chaldea.
后来荣耀的神向他显现。
But later the glorious God showed himself to him.
神拣选亚伯拉罕。
And God had chosen Abraham.
然后呼召他。
And he had called him.
让他从本地本族父家出来。
Out of his original house and home and land.
到神所指示。他要去的地方
to go to the place where God has appointed him.
所以我们看到神拣选亚伯拉罕
So we see how God has chosen Abraham.
虽然在巴比伦那个地方有很多很多人
Although in Babylon there are many, many people.
很多拜偶像的人
Many idol worshippers.
亚伯拉罕的家里也是在拜偶像的
And Abraham's own family were idol worshippers.
但神没有拣选其他的人
But God had not chosen others.
神拣选了亚伯拉罕
God chose Abraham.
然后在亚伯拉罕生下的呢，有以实玛利，有以撒。
And so we see that the offspring of Abraham are Ishmael and Isaac.
但神没有拣选以实玛利，他拣选了以撒。
But God had not chosen Ishmael but Isaac.
然后我们又看到以撒的话也有两个儿子。
And then we see that Isaac himself has two sons.
有雅各和以扫。
There's Jacob and there's Esau.
神拣选了雅各。
God had chosen Jacob.
然后神从雅各里头有十二个支派出来。
And from Jacob, there were the 12 tribes of Israel.
所以你看到神的拣选是一点一点 一条线下来。
And we see that God's election is revealed bit by bit.
从一个人。
From one person.
到了一个家。
There's one family.
从一个家。
From one family.
到了一个国。
There's one nation.
你看这以色列人就是神的选民。
So you see that The Israelites are the chosen people of God.
这个就是神第一种的情形，神的拣选。
This is the first case concerning God's election.
第二种呢情形呢
？Another case.
在新约跟旧约圣经当中
，It's between the Old Testament and New Testament.
我们都看到神拣选一部分人出来侍奉他。
We see how God had chosen a portion of the people to serve Him.
虽然每个人都应该侍奉神
，Even though every person should serve God.
但是神从其中呢？拣选一部分人特别的来侍奉他。
But God had chosen some people especially to serve him.
我们看到摩西、亚伦是神所拣选的。
We see Moses and Aaron were chosen by God.
啊，神呼召摩西从这个旷野出来，领以色列人出埃及。
And God had called Moses out of Egypt, called Moses out of the wilderness to lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
我们也看到在以色列人当中，神拣选亚伦的子孙来做祭司。
And we see that God had chosen the offspring of Aaron to become his priests.
这个利未人有几个宗族。
The Levites have several ancestors.
Family.
Families.
但是神单单是拣选亚伦的子孙可以做祭司。
But it's only Aaron's family that could be priests.
那其他的利未人呢？
The other Levites,
神也拣选他们
God had also chosen them,
来帮助祭司来服侍神
to help the priests to serve God.
所以就看起来好像有些人就觉得有些以色列人就不太想起来就不太明白了
And so some Israelites, when they think about it, they don't quite understand.
为什么你是亚伦的子孙就给拣选那我是别的子孙我为什么不能当祭司呢
Why is it if you are the posterity of Aaron that you could be chosen and serve, but how come we can't serve?
所以这就看到神是特别拣选一部分人来做祭司来侍奉他。
So we see that God chooses a portion of the people to serve Him.
那我们在旧约里头也看到，君王也是由神拣选的。
And so we see in the Old Testament that the kings are also chosen by God.
以色列人，神一开始拣选扫罗做王。
And so in the beginning, the Israelites had chosen Saul to be their king.
后来扫罗失败以后，神又拣选大卫来做王。
And so after Saul had failed miserably, then David was chosen as king.
所以这个君王也是神所拣选的。
So kings were also chosen by God.
那我们到了新约。
So when we go to the New Testament,
我们就看到使徒是神所拣选的。
We see also that the disciples were chosen by God.
你看到有这个，当有很多人来跟随耶稣以后
，We see that when after many people had followed the Lord.
到有一天，主耶稣就把这个十二个门徒叫来
，And so that Jesus had called these 12 disciples.
让他们做使徒
，And to cause them to be apostles.
啊，当时的门徒也很多啊。
At that time, there are many disciples.
确定不止十二个。
And there's, of course, not just 12.
但是主耶稣呢，就从其中拣选了十二个人来做使徒。
But among those disciples, God had chosen 12 of them to be his apostles.
你看这其中还个犹大。
And among them there was Judas.
那么神耶稣呢，也让他来做使徒。
And God had also let him be his apostle.
我们看到。保罗也是神所拣选的。
And we can see Paul was also chosen by God.
神让他在大马士的路上看见的光。
And we can see that when Paul was on the road to Damascus, he saw the light.
保罗在那个路上遇见了耶稣。
That on this road he met Jesus.
耶稣在拣选了保罗做使徒。
Jesus had chosen Paul to be his apostle.
这是第二种情形。
This is another case.
就是他从很多人中间拣选一部分人，特别来侍奉他。
That among so many people, God had chosen a few especially to serve him.
这是前两种。
These are the first two.
啊，一个是以色列人蒙拣选，一个是侍奉的人蒙拣选。
One is the election of the Israelites, and the second are those who serve God.
但是这两种拣选呢？是神给他们有权利也有责任。
So in these two elections, God not only gives them power, but also responsibility.
但是呢， 这个其中没有讲到保证他们每个人都能得到救恩。
But it never says that these people will guarantee the salvation.
你看这以色列人是神的选民。
You can see that the Israelites are God's chosen people.
但是最后只有少数人能够蒙神的恩典。
But in the end, you can see that very few people obtain God's grace.
很多的以色列人，他们弃绝神，他们不要神，他们离开神，结果受到神的审判。
Many Israelites, as you see, they rejected God and they turned away from Him, and finally they experienced God's judgment.
像犹大也是这样。
And Judas is the same thing.
耶稣拣选他做使徒。
The Lord Jesus had chosen him to be an apostle.
但是他不要。
But he didn't want it.
他放弃这个使徒的职分。
He gave this up.
他在就是这样的灭亡了。
And because of this, he perished.
就是这个地方，从这个地方我们可以看见。
And so from these areas we can see
人可以因着他不信跟背叛的话失去了这个拣选的福分。
That when you do not believe or
rebel
or if you do not believe and if you rebel then you may lose your right to be a part of the elect.
就是以色列人跟这个服侍神的人可以因着你不信你离开神结果你就失去这个福分了。
And so among the Israelites, if they decide not to serve the Lord and if they rebel, then they would lose this blessing.
这是前两种的情形。
These are the former two cases.
那么到第三种呢？
Let's look at the last one.
就讲到这个新约的信徒了。
And it talks about the New Testament Christians.
就是你跟我，我们全部都包括在里头。
And that includes you and I all together.
就是我们是在新约的信徒，也是蒙神所拣选的。
And we are New Testament believers, and we have also obtained the election of God.
神拣选我们，把他的救恩来赐给我们。
God had chosen us so that He could give a salvation to us.
神因为拣选了我们
，God because He has chosen us，
所以他就感动我们。
So He moves in us.
当他呼召我们来到他面前的时候
，And when He calls us to come before Him，
我们接受神的呼召。
And we accept His calling.
我们被圣灵感动。
And when we are moved by the Holy Spirit,
那我们就有神赐给我们信心，我们就能够得到这个救恩了。
Then God gives us His faith so we can obtain the salvation.
然后我们得到这个救恩以后
，When we become saved,
我们就愿意顺服神的这些这个话语。
Then we are willing to obey God's words.
我们在不断的学习，不断的顺服。
And we continually learn and obey，
以致我们最后能够得到神给我们的荣耀。
Until finally we may obtain God's glory。
所以这个地方的新约信徒的拣选呢
？So here the New Testament's election。
不单单我们能得到神给我们的权利
，Not only will we obtain the power given to us by God。
神也给我们有一个责任
，But God also gives us a responsibility。
同时，神也给我们个永远的生命。
At the same time, He gives us eternal life。
所以这个永远的生命呢？是不会失去的。
So this eternal life we cannot lose it.
所以这个是跟前两种是不同的。
And so this is different from the first two elections.
所以我们这些新约的基督徒实在是神所拣选的。
So we New Testament Christians are chosen by God.
我们读到以弗所书第一章第四节。
When we read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4,
我们就知道神在创世以前就在基督里头拣选了我们。
That before the foundation of the world, God had chosen us through Christ Jesus.
所以我们讲到拣选的时候，不单单是说到神拣选我们。
And so we do not only talk about how God has chosen us.
我们不能把这个在基督里这几个字把它漏掉。
We cannot omit the words chose us in Christ.
因为神从来没有在基督以外拣选任何人。
Because God has not chosen any person outside of Jesus Christ.
都是因为我们在基督里。神在基督里拣选了我们。
It's because we are in Christ Jesus that God has chosen us.
那什么叫做在基督里拣选我们呢
？So what does it mean to be chosen in Christ Jesus?
就是一切的福分都是通过耶稣基督。
Because every spiritual blessing has been given to us through Christ.
在他的里头才有。
In Christ that all these exist.
这就是在基督里拣选了我们。
That in Christ we are chosen.
我们再要记得。神没有在基督以外 在拣选的任何人。
We must remember that outside of Christ, God has not chosen any person.
这是我们常常要记得的。
This is something we must always remember.
那他拣选给我们什么福分呢？
So when He chooses us, what blessings does He give to us?
在以弗所书第一章就讲到神拣选的各样的福分。
And so in Ephesians chapter 1, it tells us that there every spiritual blessing.
神拣选我们，就预定我们借着耶稣基督的儿子的名分，在第五节。
And if we can see in verse 5, it says that having predestined us to adoption as sons by Christ Jesus to himself.
他给我们的名的福分就是儿子的名分。
He gives us the name of a son.
本来我们不是他的儿子。
Formerly we were not his sons.
但是他拣选我们，叫我们成为他的儿子。
But when we were chosen, we become his sons.
然后到第七节。
So later when we see in verse 7,
第二福分就是我们得蒙救赎。
The other blessing is that we receive this redemption through his blood.
拣选我们，也救赎我们。
He not only has chosen us, but he has also redeemed us.
也是借着耶稣基督的血来救我们。
It is through the blood of Jesus Christ that we are chosen.
然后我们也看到我们有圣灵的内住。
And later we will see that we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
当我们信主以后，
After we believe in the Lord,
神就把这个拣选的福分赐给我们。
God places this election and the blessing upon us.
当我们重生的时候，圣灵也来住在我们里面了。
And at the same time, His Holy Spirit comes and dwells within us.
所以有圣灵的印记在我们身上。
So we have the stamp of the Holy Spirit within us.
第十三节说。
And we see in verse 13.
他说，你们也信了基督。
In him you also trusted.
你既然信他呢，就受了所应许的圣灵做印记。
And so, because also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
印记的意思就是说你是属于基督的。
To be sealed means that you belong to Jesus Christ.
当我们信主得救以后，
After we have believed and we obtain salvation.
同时神就用圣灵在我们身上有个印记。
At the same time, God has sealed us with the Holy Spirit.
我们这些就是属于基督的。
So we here believe belong to Jesus Christ.
那么第十四节提，这个圣灵就是我们这基业的凭据。
And it says that in verse 14 that the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance.
这讲到基业。
And it speaks of inheritance.
神要给我们基业。
That God wants to give us inheritance.
什么是基业呢？
What is inheritance?
基业就是我们能够像基督。
Inheritance is that we may be like Jesus Christ.
我们能够分享基督的荣耀。
That we are able to share in Christ's glory.
我们能经历基督的同在。
That we are able to experience the presence of Christ.
直到有一天我们再见他面的时候。
Until one day when we see his face.
我们能够见到他的真相。
That we are able to see the reality of him.
啊，这个就是神给我们的基业。
This is the inheritance which God has given to us.
这是一个非常大的福分。
This is a great blessing.
所以我们看到神对我们的拣选。
So we see here that God's election towards us.
不同这个在旧约的时候的这个的拣选。
It is different from the election of the Old Testament.
就是使我们能得到他永远的生命。
It is so that we may obtain eternal life.
这个是不会失去的。
This we will never lose.
这就是我们看到在圣经里头提到对人的拣选。有三种情形。
And so we see in the Bible that there are three aspects about God's election.
那下面我想交通一下这个拣选跟这个传福音有什么关系。
The following time I want to share on how election and spreading the gospel is connected.
因为有时候跟有些弟兄姊妹朋友也会问。
Because some brothers and sisters and some friends may ask.
他说从圣经里头神要拣选人。
So in the Bible, God chooses people.
那么拣选人的话，那么就拣选一部分人呢，他就能够信主得救。
So that means he only chooses a part of the people to believe in him and obtain salvation.
他说我们不需要传福音。
So we don't need to spread the gospel.
如果他是神所拣选的，
if they're elected by God,
你不传福音，他也能够信主得救。
If you don't spread the gospel, they could still believe in Jesus and obtain salvation.
如果他不是神所拣选的，
but if they're not elected by God,
不管你怎么传，不管你怎么说，他还不会相信。
No matter how you preach to them, they will not believe.
所以有人就这么说，不需要传福音。
So some people will say you don't need to spread the gospel.
的确也有这样情况。
In fact, there is such a case.
有的时候你看起来有一些人好像你一传的话，你一说的话，他立刻相信了。
And of course, you'll see that some people, when you spread the gospel to them, they immediately believe.
有些人呢，你怎么磨破嘴皮啊，他也不会信。
And some, no matter how much you say to them, they will not believe.
好像看起来好像这个就是拣选了。
So it seems as if this is the election of God.
但是不是真的就这样呢？
But is this truly the case?
我想不是这样的。
I don't believe this is so.
啊，那拣选为什么？你神有拣选，为什么还要我们去传福音呢？
So if it's according to God's election, why must we preach the gospel?
既然我不知道谁是神拣选的，那我应该是对拣选的传呢，对没拣选的我就不要传了。
So today I don't know who's elected, but I'll preach to those who are elected and those who are not, I won't.
那我们要看到。
Then we must see.
为什么要传福音？
Why must we preach the gospel?
我们看到神拣选他所要去拯救的人。
We see that God had chosen those whom He saves.
神也同时给这个救人的方法、拯救的方法，他也有个定规的。
And so, how He saves? Sorry,
就方法，就 method 啊。
The method of how He saves.
神也是神所定的。
Is already destined by God.
就神不但拣选人。
So God not only chooses people.
他也拣选这个人的方法。
But he also chooses the methods and how to save them.
所以我们可以看罗马书第八章。
So we can see in Romans chapter 8.
第八章的最后这两节，二十九节、三十节。
Verse 29 and 30.
他说：“因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。预先所定下的人，又招他们来；所招来的人，又称他们为义。”所称为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。
It says, "For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called; whom he called, these he also justified; and whom he justified, these he also glorified."
所以这地方看到神拯救人的方法。
So we see the method of how God saves people.
神招他们来。
He calls them to himself.
然后就称他们为义。
Then he calls them righteous.
称他们为义的人，又叫他们得荣耀。
And those whom he justifies, he gives them glory.
所以神会招人来。
So God can call people.
啊，招人来相信他。
To call them to believe in him.
所以我们为什么传福音呢？
So why must we preach the gospel?
因为这是神所定下的方法。
Because this is what God has destined as his method.
神要招人来。
God would call others.
接着谁招人来呢？
So through whom does he call people?
接着我们这些已经蒙恩得救的人。
He calls other people through us who have already been saved.
这就是神的做工的方法。
This is how God works.
他要借着这些已经信主的人去把神的心意能够告诉人。
He wants to, through those who have been saved, to tell others about God's will.
告诉别人神的爱。
To tell others about God's love.
叫人也能够来到神的面前。
So that people may also come before him.
我们虽然不知道神是谁是神所拣选的。
And so although we do not know who is chosen by God.
但是我们知道每个人都需要耶稣。
But we know that each person needs Jesus.
因为人都是犯罪的。
Because man commits sin.
只有耶稣才能够拯救人。从罪里头出来。
And only Jesus can save us out of our sins.
我们也知道人有很多的需要。
We also need that man is very needy.
更重要的就是他心灵的需要。
Most importantly are his spiritual needs.
那只有耶稣基督才能够满足人里面空虚的需要。
And only Christ Jesus can fulfill all those empty spots in our life.
所以我们要传福音。
So we need to preach his
gospel. 要把耶稣基督，我们所信的耶稣基督来告诉别人。
To tell others about the Christ Jesus whom we believe in.
让他们相信以后，他们也能够脱离罪。
So that after they believe that they could also leave their sins.
让他们相信以后，他们心灵也得到平安跟满足。
That after they believe that they could also have the peace and rest in their spirits.
我们也看见主耶稣在地上。
So we also see Jesus when he was on the earth.
他知道哪个人是神所拣选，哪个人不是神所拣选。
He knows whom is chosen by God and whom isn't.
但是你看他在传这天国的福音的时候。
But when you see him preaching about the kingdom.
他没有说 这个你不是神所拣选，我就不跟你说话。
He never said you're not chosen by God, so I will not speak to you.
他关心每一个来到他面前的人。
He cares about each person that comes before him.
每一个接触他的人，他都流露出他的神的爱，他的关心。
He shows forth his love, God's love and care to each person that comes in contact with him.
你看有十个长大麻风的来到耶稣面前求耶稣的医治。
You can see that there were 10 lepers who had begged for healing from Jesus.
最后耶稣医治他以后，他们以后只有一个回来感恩的。
And finally, after Jesus had healed them, only one person came back.
那耶稣知道这个知道将来所要发生的事情啊。
And so Jesus knew that this would happen.
那他会不会说，我就跟那个知道要回来感恩的人，说这个医治他，其他人呢，你不会感恩，我也把他放一边呢？
So would Jesus say, oh, I know that you're going to give thanks to me, I'll heal you, and the rest of you, I'm not going to heal.
没有。
No.
主耶稣在世上的时候，真是每一个人他都是很关心的。
When the Lord Jesus walked on the earth, he cared for every single person.
很多人来到他的面前。
A lot of people come before him.
成千上万的人。
Thousands of people.
但是真正愿意接受他的还不是全部。
But those who truly believed in him were not the entire group of people.
但主耶稣并没有因为人不接受他，他就不把神的爱来向他们显明。
But the Lord Jesus, just because not everyone accepted me, he did not withhold God's love.
他总是用他的爱来招呼每一个人来到他的面前。
But he, through God's love, attracted those to himself.
所以这个也是我们应该传扬基督的一个传福音的原因。
So this is why we spread the gospel.
我们要效法基督。
We need to show forth Christ.
我们要把基督的爱也同样的告诉那些还没相信的人。
We need to imitate Christ and to show others, those who have not believed in Him.
这是我们的责任。
And this is our responsibility.
我们传福音是我们的责任。
Spreading gospel is our responsibility.
至于他们信不信，那是他们的事情。
Whether they believe or not is their matter.
至于他们圣灵在里面怎么做工，那是神的事情。
So how God's Holy Spirit works in him, that's another matter.
所以我们传福音不是叫人来啊，你一定要信。
So when we spread the gospel, we do not say you have to believe.
我们就把福音、把基督来告诉人。
And so we tell of Jesus and the gospel to others.
我们来见证他。
We testify of him.
信不信是神的事情。
Whether they believe or not, it's up to God.
所以我们就是要需要，虽然知道神的拣选，但是我们还需要尽力的传福音。
And so even though we know about God's election, yet we should strive to preach the gospel.
所以这个穆迪弟兄讲到拣选的话。
So when Brother Moody speaks about election.
他说这个拣选是什么意思呢？
He says, what does it mean by election?
他说当这个一些人来到这个信的人到这个大门的面前。
He says that when a group of people come to this big door,
就看见门上写了几个字。
That there are a few words written on the top of the door.
他说凡是相信的人就可以进来。
It says whoever has believed, you may enter.
好，那么这些人呢，他愿意相信，他就进了这个神的大门了。
And so those who are willing to believe, they will enter into God's great door.
等到他进了这个大门以后。
And so after they've entered the great door,
他转过身一看。
When they turn around to look at the door,
在门的另外一面写了几个字。
On the other side of the door, there are a few words.
恭喜你，你是神所拣选的。
It says, congratulations, you were elected by God.
你思想这两个话都是用在一个人。
So you can see that both pictures, there's one person.
你没有进大门以前。
Before you enter the door.
你看不到门另外一面的字。
You cannot see what it says on the other side.
但是等到你进了门以后，
But after you've entered the door,
你信了，
you have believed,
你就知道你是神所拣选的。
Then you will see that you are the elected of God.
所以我们每个基督徒，特别是我们青年弟兄姊妹，要有一个传福音的热忱。
So if with each Christian, especially young people, we should have a fervor to spread God's word.
我们就是邀请人来到主的面前。
We need to invite those to come before Jesus.
正是这个就是主在世上的时候他所做的工作。
This is what Jesus had done while he was on earth.
我们要像基督。
We need to be like Jesus.
也能够像他一样的 把人请到这个主的面前来。
And so that we should be like him in bringing others before the Lord.
刚才唱的诗歌说，我们要把这个我们所经历的神的爱来告诉他们。
And it says in the hymn that we just sang that the love which we experience from God, we want to tell others.
虽然我们是像一点点的火星。
Even though it's just a small spark.
但是可以让人能够得到福音的好处。
But we can allow others to know about the gospel.
那另一方面我还想提到的就是拣选跟我们基督徒生活的关系。
Another aspect we're talking about the election and how it has to do with our Christian life.
当我们每一次想到神的拣选我们的时候，
Every time when we think about God's election,
你心里头就要有一个感恩的心。
And within your heart, there is a gratefulness.
连我们这些灰尘都不如的人，
And for us who are not even like ashes and dirt,
神竟然爱我们，神要拣选我们。
Yet God loves us and He has chosen us.
难道你比别人好吗？
And is it because you're any better than the other person?
难道你比别人聪明吗？
Are you smarter than another person?
不是的。
No.
我们都是不堪的人，不配的人。
We are people who are unworthy.
我们常常问神，你为什么这么爱我？
Sometimes we ask the Lord.God, why do you love us so much?
但是神没有别的说，神说我就是爱你。
But God doesn't say anything except I just love you.
我就是要拣选你。
And I want to choose you.
这些不需要再有别的什么父风领导我们，单单这一点，我们就应该在心里头来感谢神。
And not looking for other blessings, but just on this very point, we should be filled with gratitude.
再有，我们应该。因着想着神的拣选，我们要更加的谦卑。
Also, because of God's election, we need to be more humble.
明白神拣选真理的人，他就会谦卑下来。
Understand the truths of God's election,
then you will
be humble.
因为神的拣选不在乎你的行为。
Because God's election is not dependent on your works.
并不是你的功劳。
It's not on your merit.
实在是神的恩典，神的怜悯。
It is through His grace and His mercy.
第三方面
The third aspect.
神的拣选不但是他赐给我们的福分
God's election is not only his blessings.
神的拣选里头还包括要给我们的托付
God's election also includes the responsibilities he gives to us.
所以我们要跟这个拣选的恩典要相称
So we need to be worthy of this grace of his election.
所以我们想到神既然拣选我们
So we know that although God has chosen us,
他就是要让我们成为圣洁，无没有瑕疵。
And He wants us to be holy, without any blemish.
所以我们要追求圣洁。
So we need to pursue holiness.
我们不需要追求别的。
We should not be pursuing other things.
不需要追求一些物质的东西。
Or to pursue materials.
我们要追求能够在神的面前成为圣洁。
But we should pursue.Holiness before the Lord.
我们要敬畏神。
We need to revere our God.
啊，这就是神拣选我们的目的。
This is the reason why God had chosen us.
因为神的拣选是不会废去的。
Because God's election will not be wasted.
所以我们要在神的面前有个敬畏的心。
So before the Lord, we should have a heart of reverence.
过圣洁的生活。
To live a holy life.
神既然把我们从世界里头千万人中间拣选我们出来
So if God has chosen us out of millions of people in the world
我们就不要再去要回到世界里头去
Then we should not go back into the world
就像当时的以色列人
Just like the Israelites at the present time
神借着摩西把他们从埃及领出来
That when Moses had led these Israelites out of Egypt
他们离开埃及过了红海以后
That when they have left Egypt and crossed the Red Sea,
在旷野里头遇到困难
and when they met difficulty in the wilderness,
有些人就想还回到埃及去
and some people thought about returning to Egypt.
既然神已经拣选我们了
so if God had already chosen us,
把我们从世界里头分别出来了
and has separated us out of the world,
我们就要靠着神的恩典，再也不要回到这个世界里头
then by God's grace, we should not enter into the world again.
我们也可能有的时候会有一些沾染世界的污秽。
And so sometimes we may be dirty from the world.
但是我们要靠着主的恩典，常常保持圣洁。
But by the Lord's grace, may we preserve our holiness before Him.
然后我们也看到，神的拣选使我们有盼望。
And we also see that God's election gives us hope.
所以保罗在讲到神的拣选的时候
So when Paul speaks about God's election
他说谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢
He says who shall separate us from the love of Christ、
啊、没有什么东西可以叫我们与神的爱隔绝的
Nothing can separate us from the love of Christ
因为神拣选我们神就不会后悔
Because God has chosen us He will not regret
神救了我们
He has saved us
也叫我们将来要与他的儿子一同享荣耀
He also wants us and his son to enjoy glory together.
这就是基督徒的盼望。
This is the hope of all Christians.
我们不是单单从从这个罪里头出来就可以了。
We're not just simply coming out of our sins.
神拣选我们要让我们与他的儿子一同享荣耀。
God had chosen us so that we may enjoy his glory with his son.
这是一个非常大的事情。
This is a great matter.
我们需要在神的面前来感谢他。
We need to really thank the Lord before him.
所以今天我就借着神一些话我们一同来思想这拣选的问题。
So through God's word, we want to think about this matter of election.
弟兄姊妹如果你现在还在一些困扰的当中
Brothers and sisters, if you're within some entanglements,
或者你有时候在灵里头低下来
or you're spiritually low,
你要想到神的拣选。
You must think about God's election.
让神这样的恩典再次把你再扶起来
so that God's grace may once again revive you
让我们能够一同在神面前蒙恩典
so that we may all receive his grace together
我们一同低头祷告
let us pray
我们的神我们感谢你
our God we thank you
因为我们像我们这样的人你竟然拣选了我们
because even though we are such a people yet you have chosen us
把你的儿子来赐给我们
You have given us your own son.
让我们得到这个永生的福分。
That we may obtain this blessing of eternal life.
你召我们来称我们为义。
You have called us and you have justified us.
你称我们的义，还叫我们得荣耀。
You've called us, you've justified us, and also you've glorified us.
我们实在要感谢你。
We really want to thank you.
但是你也知道我们的软弱。
But you also know our weaknesses.
常常我们在这个世界上行走。
And often we walk in this earth.
我们有软弱有跌倒有失败
We have weaknesses and we fall
但愿主再次提醒我们众弟兄姊妹
But Lord you once again remind all the brothers and sisters
看到你既然爱我们就要爱我们到底
To see that you have loved us and will love us to the very end
但愿我们能够常常来依靠你
May we always depend on you
思想你对我们的爱
To think about the love you have towards us
好叫我们下垂的手发酸的腿再次能够挺起来
so that our feeble hands and knees may once again walk again
感谢主
we thank the Lord
祝福每位弟兄姊妹
so please bless each brother and sisters
奉耶稣的名祷告
in Jesus name
Amen,
Amen.